The Book of Luke, Chapter 4. And Jesus returned from the Jordan, and was led in the Spirit in the wilderness during 40 days, being tried by the devil. And he ate nothing in those days, and when they were completed, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone that it become bread. And Jesus answered to him, It is written, Man will not live by bread alone. And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, To you I will give all this authority and the glory of them, for it has been delivered to me, and to whomever I will I give it. If you therefore will worship before me, it will all be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, It is written, You will worship Yahweh your God, and you will serve only him. And he led him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest perhaps you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said to him, It is said, You will not make trial of Yahweh your God. And when the devil had completed every trial, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned into Galilee, and news went out concerning him through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he unrolled the book, and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of Yahweh is on me, because he anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, Today has this scripture been fulfilled in your ears. And all bore him witness, and wondered at the words of grace which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Isn't this Joseph's son? And he said to them, Doubtless you will say to me this parable, Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done at Capernaum, do also here in your own country. And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But of a truth I say to you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when there came a great famine over all the land. And to none of them was Elijah sent, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And they were all filled with wrath in the synagogue as they heard these things. And they rose up and cast him forth out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he passing through among them went his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath day. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, Ah, what do we have to do with you, Jesus, you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold your peace and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in the middle of the synagogue, he came out of him, having done him no hurt. And amazement came upon all, and they spoke together, one with another, saying, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And there went forth a rumor concerning him into every place around the region. And he rose up from the synagogue and entered into the house of Simon. And Simon's wife's mother was held with a great fever, and they implored him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose up and served them. And when the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with diverse diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on each one of them and healed them. And demons also came out from many, crying out and saying, You are the Son of God. And rebuking them, he did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he came out and went into a desert place. And the multitude sought after him and came to him and tried to keep him, that he should not go from them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for therefore I was sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea,